Was that one movie that a black guy survived through the whole thing?
I don't remember. I think he did, but...
Let's find out. Did Ice Cube...
I want to say he did.
...survive in Anaconda?
Which was a terrible movie.
He survived in Friday.
That was an Image Search.
Really? That is an all-black movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most of the black dudes lived.
No, like, I mean, like, a horror, whatever, killing something or other, most black guys die.
Scary movie.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you consider Anaconda a scary movie?
No, Ice Cube actually kills the snake at the end.
Does he?
With an axe.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I guess he had to axe it something. Hey, this is Lorenzo, man. This is episode 26 of You Guys Are No Fun.
Hey, what happened? I thought you used to roll your R really hard. Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, man. I will dumb it down for you, wifo.
Wow.
Yeah, your intros are getting better and better, man.
It was better than last time. I'm Chester, by the way.
I've already been introduced, apparently, so it doesn't even matter at this point. Well,
then I'll be Ryan. I'll be Ryan.
Okay.
Ryan Chester.
Episode 26?
26.
Is that what you said earlier when you were being super racist?
He was just being himself.
Yep. That's all me.
Can't help who I am. I was raised in Ohio or wherever the fuck you're from.
No. New Mexico, moved to Indiana.
There you
now,
go.
Now
Indiana, the mean streets of Indiana. Well, actually, unless you lived in Gary, yeah, you're fucking gangster as
Indiana.
Fuck. You lived in Gary,
Getty.
Indiana.
It's Getty.
Getty.
Yeah.
The barrio of Getty.
Getty. Yeah, that place is fucked up.
Yeah, I'm not a...
The Gario.
No? Have you ever been?
They call it the Gario.
I've driven through it.
You didn't stop?
No, hell no. Why would I?
You know, sightseeing.
Is there sightseeing in Gary?
I don't know. You ever want to see a man get stabbed? You can see that.
No. Is his name Gary?
Yeah.
You get stabbed. My name's Gary, and I got stabbed in Gary.
Right?
That'd be a shirt. I'd wear that.
Yeah? With a big blood stain on it?
I saw Gary get stabbed in Gary.
Right? I saw Gary get stabbed by Gary in Gary.
There you go.
Like it.
Yeah.
It's good. We should make those.
We need to make
shirts,
man.
Let's do it.
There you go. You're marketing.
Yep. No one steal that idea, by the way. That's trademark now.
Trademark.
It's on the internet, and it's there forever.
Double stamped it.
Triple stamped. You get double stamped.
Do we have to? Yeah. Oh God, we got to do good swill hunting.
Oh, yeah. Let's start it off. I've got one for you.
Yeah.
I got four bad beers next to me here.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Do you want me to choose? Do you want to choose?
No, I'm waiting for you to choose.
Okay, here. So the Goes Nose.
The Goes Nose.
This is Frambois Rose Goes.
What?
I hope it tastes like fucking flour.
I'm kind of sad about this one that I have for you.
Anderson Valley? What is this?
Anderson Valley. They make good beers.
Yeah, we say that all the time, though. Like, every single... Those guys make good beers, and then you take the first sip, and you're like, oh,
that's the game.
That's how it's played.
I don't.
If you don't like it, you get out.
Right? Don't hate the player, hate the game,
what's
son.
What's in this?
I don't know, but I hope that it tastes like eating a flower.
Dude, it doesn't even fucking say anything on there.
It's frambois. It's probably raspberry.
Okay, wow. Thanks.
Raspberry rose.
It's frambois.
Really? That's what he goes.
Get on my level.
Here, I got one for Ryan. I got one.
What you got for Ryan?
It's frambois.
It's not.
Ew.
Oh, I know when I saw this. Why?
Because I want to touch it.
Get away.
What's up all the fucking lime beers? You're the worst.
Yeah, another one.
I get the fruit beers. He gets the lime beers.
So it's Dogfish Head, and it's Sea Quench Ale with some lime in it. Lime juice.
So it's lime and salt again, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I see a theme here. Black limes. Lime juice, lime peel, black
you
limes,
mean,
and sea salt.
Century limes?
Century limes. It's a session sour. You should have gave this one to Chester.
That's okay.
Now I feel bad about giving you this
I'll
one.
I'll survive.
Because you're going to love it.
Am I?
Yeah, I'm on a mango kick.
Oh, hell.
I bought a bunch of mango beer.
I do like mango beer. I can drink one of these awful ones.
It's
that
a
I
mango
brought.
American Kolsch. Well, it might be bad because it's a Kolsch and Kolsch.
I feel like I've seen that. Maybe we've done
it's
it.
Clown shoes. I know you like the clown shoes.
I feel like we've done that one.
I don't think we have.
I mean, no, I'll drink it regardless.
When I was there, I saw that one. I almost picked it out, but yeah. I decided
drink
to
drink it irregardless.
That's why
I like
to go
seasonal because
it's salt.
Safer. You're probably not going to repeat something.
I was in a fruit mood. I was feeling really fruity.
Yeah?
Yeah, as you do.
Must be those lady boys.
Yeah. Must be. We're over that now. We've moved on to other things.
Nope.
Right? It's a week later now.
It's a week later in real life.
All right.
Who's up? Did I go first? I went first last time. You go. You did the intro. You go first.
Lorenzo. All right, I'll go first.
It was all you.
So I'm drinking the Mango American Kolsch malt beverage with natural flavor added. Does that mean they brew it and then they add the sweet mango flavor?
Yeah.
Our mission, to produce beer without pretension while being free and a little crazy. I'd say there's a lot of pretense in this fucking pretentious fucking assholes.
I mean, it's Mango Kolsch.
It says Kolsch, but it also says malt beverage. Since when is a Kolsch a malt beverage? This is terrible,
liquor,
by the way.
Is it?
Yes.
It could be worse, though.
It could be worse. It could be sea salt and lime and several different kinds of lime.
Oh, yeah, those black limes, you know?
Century limes.
Black limes matter.
God, really?
Oh, yeah, that's not good. It tastes like a...
It's not terrible, though.
That's not terrible, but it's not great.
Like, if little kids, like, have, like, hairspray and little scents and stuff they wear that, like, is, like, fruity-flavored so they don't look and smell like horse. If you took some of that stuff and sprayed it into your mouth...
Say children?
Yeah.
You don't want children to smell like horse?
No. Huh. I want them to smell like fruits.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, if you spray some of that in your mouth, that's what that tastes like.
Okay.
Yeah, like fruit-flavored hairspray.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, my taste buds are all whack.
Whacked.
After drinking all these terrible beers, but...
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to go? You want me to go?
No, you go. All You're right. up.
So let's try this...
European.
Raspberry gauche. Goes.
Like, if I was at a party and this was all they had, I would drink it.
I wouldn't be happy about it.
But I wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah, this smells terrible.
Yeah?
Like, absolutely terrible.
That's the Frambois Rose goes.
This, oh.
Frambois. I like Frambois.
No. No.
That face.
God.
Right. Your upper lip came out so far.
So gross. Wait until you drink that. You're going to be like this.
Your
that
face
is
turned into a carport.
Terrible. No. No.
Turned into a carport?
Yeah. It's just like, whoo.
That is gross. God, that's gross. Ugh.
That was a delayed reaction.
Like, dude, that is not good.
You know what this tastes like? You
took a drink.
It tastes like if you had like a cut on your arm and then you put a Band-Aid over it and let it sit there for a week, and then you took a bite out of the fruit-flavored infection. Here, enjoy.
Dude, that is disgusting.
Enjoy your fruit infection.
God, that's terrible.
It
smells awful. It tastes even worse.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, it hits you. It's sour, and then it does taste like an infection smells.
Dude, it is bad. It's like, disgusting. So you guys looking at my face, would, seriously, that's exactly how
I didn't
you
think it would be that fucking instant, man. Dude, it was just like, boom!
It is terrible.
Now you got AIDS.
Raspberry AIDS. There you go. So bad.
That is pretty awful.
That is bad.
And you gotta finish it.
It hits you in two ways.
Right here. Dude, my fucking mouth. Because
it's so fucking sweet.
Yeah, it's low. It's like in the sourness of it.
But it hits you in two waves.
I'm going to need an antibiotic after that.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
I think I'm
it's
getting
a penicillin.
I got lockjaw from this shit. God
right?
damn,
is
dude.
It your jaw?
Yeah,
it's hurting my jaw.
God, dude, that shit is...
Come on, Dogfish Head, don't let me down. Don't fucking let me down. Several different kinds of lime. Including century limes.
And salt.
This isn't the worst lime beer we've had.
Okay.
It tastes more like actual limes than the rest of them.
Yeah.
It's like limeade. That's what it reminds me of. There, have a taste. It is a little bitter. Little heavy on the citrus, but yeah, it's not the worst one. It's probably the best lime beer we've had.
Do you want to switch?
No. Like limeade.
It tastes like the last lime beer I just had.
It doesn't taste as bad as that. That one was more sour. This one's just more bitter.
Yeah, but it tastes straight up like just lime juice.
Yeah. Yeah. You can marinate some chicken in that. I bet it'd be delicious.
Yeah. You still do get like the salt.
Actually, that
salty.
Would be.
Yeah.
The salty flavor out of there.
It does get, you get the saltiness.
Yeah. All right, boys. Pollo asado for dinner.
That is the worst.
That is.
The framboise roast.
Yeah, man, you win. That one actually physically hurt my jaw.
Dude, I honestly can tell you guys right now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to fucking finish this.
I win.
Fuck you, Anderson Valley.
Dude, this is
fucking
terrible. Like, seriously.
I don't know if you could. Like, your body would reject that if you tried to chug it.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Just rip that infected Band-Aid off and fucking just take a bite out of it.
Go take a bite out of that raspberry.
God, this is bad.
I was just staring at it and I got the shivers.
Where is Anderson Valley so I can blow this place up for real? Like, this is terrible.
Probably in California.
I'll look it up.
God, dude, it is so bad.
Take another drink of it so I can watch the stuff that your face does.
No, dude. This is so,
your face does things and it's funny.
Mm.
It hits you in two waves.
It does.
Like
initial one.
You drink it and it's sour, and then a second later, it hits you with the extra nasty sour.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, dude. I don't know who enjoys these lime and salt beers.
Anderson Valley Brewing Co. is out of
Boonville,
California.
When Bud Light decided to come out with those lime beers, it just became super popular.
Bud Light with lime.
Yep.
That's my go-to.
Try once on one of these bad
beers.
No,
it was Bud Light with like...
It was Bud Light...
Some other fruits in it.
Bud Light Lime Mango or something stupid like that.
Really?
It was like a sub-brand of a sub-brand with flavor
in
it.
Was it better than this?
It was gross.
It's probably better than that.
It tasted like a melted Otter Pop with Bud Light in it.
It might be one of the worst beers I've ever had. I've had a lot of bad beers.
What, this goes? It's offensive, like, on every single front. It smells bad. It tastes bad. It makes your body feel bad.
That maple beer that I made you drink last week.
That was terrible. That was bad. That was terrible. But this one, like, it's, like, physically painful to put inside of your mouth.
I really don't want to drink
Seriously.
It. Seriously.
Like Hellraiser's penis.
Yeah, right. It's like swallowing
a
cactus.
Go. There you go.
L.A. Beast here.
No, this is terrible. You definitely did win this week, man, because this is fucking awful, bro. And trust me, like I walked by and I was like, "Wow,
that looks terrible.
That doesn't look too bad.
But
I'll just pass on." Yeah.
Well, I now know that a goes is a go-to for bad beers.
Dude.
A goes-to.
For real. It says rose in the description.
Yeah, this is. I don't know.
Framboise rose.
That sucks because I like framboise.
What makes this even worse is like, would somebody like go to the store and be like, you know what, I'm gonna buy this beer,
I'm gonna get a 12 pack of this.
I would just murder. I would murder myself.
Who at the brewery was like greenlit that? One of the brewers made that, and then can that and ship it out
nationwide. Like, some guy was like, dude, we got to dump this. Like, no, fuck that. We'll just call it a sour. Put it in the can. Get out of here. You know how much expensive that was to make that much beer?
Right.
Get in the can. Get out of my face.
Put goes on it. That's the new hotness.
Yeah.
Goes just means awful.
Yeah. This is
surprise. It's French for awful.
Awful raspberry.
No, this is definitely a winner this week.
Yeah,
sure.
You win this week.
This is the god, dude.
Like this lime thing is bad. But
this is fairly
mild. I can
mild.
Finish it.
I feel like I've won 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you have last week?
I drink your lime beer that...
No, he won by giving out bad beers.
I won by giving you the maple beer.
God, it was bad.
Oh, yeah, you got two bad ones. Yeah.
This week I win by giving
I'm
you
crying
that
now.
Garbage.
Crying, thinking about it, that maple beer.
I'll buy you some more maple beer.
I don't want it.
I mean, there's another pancake one that I know that's there. Like, you better fucking not.
Not if you want to keep your arm.
I know where you work.
All right, what'd you bring to the table this week, Chester?
Oh,
what'd you bring? What'd you bring to, for the boys? Hey, why don't you ever play footsies over here?
God, this is so bad.
I mean, Elder Scrolls 6 is officially in the works.
Oh, I thought you were going to say canned.
No. No, I don't know anything about it. There was just an article on Kotaku about Todd Howard, who's heading the project.
Oblivion Remastered. That's what it's going to be.
He won't even tell his own son anything about it.
Really?
What a dick.
That's strict about not leaking anything about it.
Well, his son's probably got a Twitter and Facebook friends.
I'm sure. Like, yeah. Who else would?
It's probably a Twitch streamer. So, yeah, bro. Like and subscribe. My dad totally works at, where's it, Bethesda?
Yeah.
My dad works at Bethesda. You know, send me over 200 likes if you want to hear about the new Elder Scrolls. Trying to get a new video card.
Right?
Okay, yeah. Twitch. I can't stand it anymore.
The kid
was
like...
There's so many people on there that are just so fucking annoying. Like, I just can't stand it.
This doesn't actually say how old the kid is.
Is he cute?
It just says it's his youngest. It might be a full... I don't know how old he is.
He's like 70. His youngest is 42.
The kid's like...
With other kids?
I'm not going to... Wait, where is the quote? Damn it. Oh, can I give you my ideas? Can I work on it? Come on, tell me a few things. I'm not going to tell anybody. And he's like, well, you might, so I'm not going to say anything. All right. But, I mean, I was wondering when or if another...
This is why mom left you.
...was coming out, right?
There's no release date. It's just in development.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to happen. With more rats than before?
It's happened, I hope.
More rats
so.
Than ever.
More skeevers?
What?
They didn't have rats.
Oh, they have.
They were like skeevers.
Skeevers?
Skeever, yeah. They were like rodents of unusual size.
The R-O-U-S.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
This is terrible.
I'm looking up Todd Howard's...
Really? That's terrible?
Oh, no, he's pretty young. He was born in 71.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, so he's not... What is it, in his 40s? 40?
Yeah, early 40s. His youngest is probably... 45? 46.
46.
Math.
Maybe
47.
That's not too bad, though.
I'll find out the exact date.
He's old,
though. Give me a few minutes.
I bet his balls look weird.
Really?
But I bet they smell nice.
I bet. They probably smell like framboise goes.
Two layers of sour.
Seriously, I have to chase every single time I drink that. I have to chase it with something else.
What are you chasing it with? Arrogant Bastard?
Yeah, my Arrogant Bastard. Like something
that's a good chaser.
Mix them together.
No, fuck it. Really? Like, that just sounds awful. Like, what do you want to drink? I don't know. What is this? I'll take this and this, and we'll just mix them.
You want me to get you a cup?
No.
I bet it'd be so good.
No.
Best thing you've ever had.
Like, one of the strongest tasting beers and one of the worst tasting beers just together in a cup for the first time. Right.
Arrogant Bastard and Reluctant Bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
We'll call it Mouth Rape. Just come right out with it. Not even try to hide it.
DP.
Right? Like, they already have Ruination, but this one's just going to be called Mouth Rape.
Just Regret. Just call it Regret.
Regret. That'd be perfect.
Oh, Jesus.
But if anybody wants to really try this, it's this Anderson Valley Brewing Company.
Congressman.
Did you play all of the Elder Scrolls games?
No, honestly, Skyrim's the only one I really played. I touched on Oblivion. I didn't get it. I was new to that type of open world RPG and didn't get it.
Okay.
And so very quickly got ran out of town for trying to pick someone's pockets and then got confused and quit.
Cool. So you just played the one?
Skyrim is the only one I've played.
What about you?
Extensively.
I only played Skyrim as well.
Wow.
And I played it a lot.
I think I played Oblivion for about an hour.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I did try Oblivion, and it was the same thing. I couldn't get into the game.
My buddy Dan played for, like, seriously, like 40 hours before he even left the first area. Like, it's so much.
There is a shit ton. Yeah.
It's insane. All right. Well, maybe you'll get another 740 hours out of this next one.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, every time I play Skyrim, I just go straight to Thieves Guild and join the Thieves Guild and start picking everyone's pockets. That's just all I ever want to do in that game is just pick pockets and break into houses and steal shit. Does that say something about me as a person? Maybe.
Maybe. That's like what we were talking about Assassin's Creed at work.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all I want to do is just stab animals. What'd you do? I stabbed hippos for 2 hours. Fist fighting hippos.
Be like, how do you like that game? I love it. All I do is fucking go out there and stab hippos all day.
Like, you know, you can stab the goats in the town.
Like, dude,
ask me how I found that out. Stabbed a goat. That's how.
Like, how many hours?
I bet you thought the domestic animals were off limits, but they're not.
No, they're not. But you can't skin them.
Huh?
You can't skin them.
You can't skin them, but who cares? You can still murder them.
See, I was like, I love achievements in games. So I found there was an achievement in Red Dead. You got an achievement for killing every single type of animal in the game once. I was like, oh, maybe this will have something like that. So even in town, I was killing animals. There's no achievement for that.
Just killing everything?
Yeah.
What is that, a goat over there?
You ever throw poison into a crowd?
No.
And just watch everyone poison each other?
No.
Fantastic. Sounds like fun. They all just walk around and get each other sick. It's great.
You don't desynchronize for killing civilians?
Nah, man.
I just assumed you would and never really tried.
No, nah, I killed a whole bunch of people.
Jeez.
And goats.
Well, that's exactly like what we were talking about at breakfast this morning. You're like, oh, that's the only reason why I don't kill people in real life. I kill them in games.
That's right.
Did you guys have breakfast together? That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burritos.
After a night, long night.
Yeah.
Long night.
Well, woke up, you made me some burritos. You know,
it's cute.
You did my hair for me.
Chorizo burritos, I assume.
No. No meat on Friday.
Yeah. Oh.
Does eggs count as meat?
Nope.
God damn it, I just ruined the illusion again.
Ironic.
I know.
What illusion?
That it's next Friday. Or that it's next weekend.
Yeah. Friday after next?
Friday after next.
This is
Good Friday, so no meat for Good Friday. They're kind of going away, because usually for Good Friday, you're not supposed to have any food. You're supposed to be fasting.
Oh, you're supposed to fast.
Yeah, but they're kind of going away from that.
It's America.
Yeah.
People like to eat.
And the only reason why I do is because of my mom. She always asks me. She even sent me a text message this morning. Hey, remember, don't eat meat.
But eggs are good.
Yeah, they're fine, I guess.
That's odd.
And papa me. And queso.
And fish.
Fish is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the edible part of a fruit is called the meat.
Yeah.
So that's okay?
Apparently, I don't know.
Just nothing that walks on land, but nothing with a hoof.
No hooved animals.
So you could eat
birds.
A human. You could eat a human.
Birds don't have hooves.
No
poultry?
Nope.
So okay. Nothing with feet?
Nothing with feet.
Yeah, you can eat babies. I mean, they're baby chicks.
Eggs.
Yeah, they don't have feet yet.
And fish.
Yeah.
Don't have feet. So what about shellfish? Shrimp?
Yeah, I think those are, shrimp and crab.
They have legs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, punching all kinds of holes.
But they don't have feet. They have legs, but no feet.
Hooves aren't feet.
They're
hooves.
Better feet than you got.
Have you smelled my feet?
I suck hooves.
Hell yeah, I suck hooves.
I wouldn't suck your toes.
Oh, good stuff. Good Friday.
All right, what else you got on the docket?
Kotaku had a list of gaming slang from around the world. It wasn't really
gaming
a list.
Around the world.
It was an article that I had to go through and pick out stuff and try to make sense of it. So not really a list, but I made a list. So,
number one,
the German word for gaming slang, we'll kick it off with a word for gaming slang, is Gamersprache.
Sprachen?
Sprache.
Gamersprache?
No, and at the end?
Gamersprache.
Spell it for me.
GAMER.
Thanks.
SPR.
You're on fire.
Sprache is SPRACHE.
Huh. Neat.
Maybe it's pronounced Spraish.
I Game doubt Spraish.
It. I doubt it too.
Gamer Spraish.
Yeah, no, you probably got a lot. Put a lot of into it.
Gamer Sprach.
That sounds better.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Sounds a lot better.
The Japanese word for gamer, gama.
Gama, like
gama.
Gama.
Like if your mom was gay.
Yeah.
Gama.
She'd be your gama.
Like if you had two moms, but only one of them was gay, you'd have straight ma and gay ma.
Yeah. Well, why would
you... Unravel that.
Maybe your dad is now a woman post-transition. Maybe. But only sleeps with women, so that would be your gay ma.
Straight still.
No, because now it's a woman.
But your mom is the one who's sleeping with a woman.
No, your mom's sleeping, but they're divorced.
Oh, okay.
And your dad is now your other mom that only bangs women. And that's your gay ma. Because now your dad is a woman.
Who bangs women?
Who bangs women, which makes your dad a lesbian.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Do the math, bro.
Come on.
I'm trying to pay attention.
Stay with it.
It's 2018, bro.
And your mom doesn't do anything.
This is everyday shit.
She just drinks boxed wine and cries a lot.
This beer's got me all jacked up, so I don't even know.
Your gay ma still has to use the men's room. In North Carolina.
Only in Target.
In Target.
Yeah.
And probably Chick-fil-A.
Maybe.
If they let her in.
Yeah. Your game can't go to Chick-fil-A. Only on Sundays. Spank on the door. I mean,
the Italian word for gamer is giocatori.
Okay.
Giocatori.
Cazzo.
French for gamer is joyeux.
Are you okay?
Okay, I just had a stroke.
Dude,
it sounded like your tongue fell in the back of your throat. You're like, oh.
That's how you speak French. You have to tongue your own throat.
Make out with yourself?
Yes.
Can you spell that? Is it J-O-U-O-U-O-U-O-U?
You're so close. You're so close. It's J-O-U-E-U-R. Joyeux.
God.
Well, that's a lot of U's for one word.
Right? And in Spain, it's jugador.
Jugador? Jugador. I like that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's sexy.
It's kind of like a matador, but a jugador.
Yeah. Makes it sound like you like fight video games.
Like you stab animals.
But
in a virtual space.
But you don't skin them, because that's a waste of your time.
Like
when you
virtual
matador. You could be out stabbing animals.
Like a virtual matador.
Yeah.
You're a jugador. All right. In Paraguay, they call video games little games, which is apparently kind of derogatory. But the word is jueguitos, or jueguitos.
Juego.
It's J-U-E-G-U.
Juego.
Juego.
Bugu.
I-T-O-S. Itos.
Huh.
Juego itos.
Yeah, that
and
makes
you
sense.
Speak fluent Spanish, I would assume.
No.
Fluent.
No.
Okay. I would have thought from your flawless intro that you did.
Right? Hey, you guys.
You guys are no fun, man.
You don't even do a good racist Spanish accent.
I can't even do it.
Okay. And, also in Paraguay, a term for someone you have to carry, someone who's bad at games, is a paquete or paquetón. Means package.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you have to carry them.
Okay.
So that's a fun one. In Lithuania, playing games is called... they use the word for chop up. You want to chop up Mario Kart later?
What the fuck?
And the word is capoja or capoja.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where is this? Uruguay?
Lithuania.
Lithuania?
You were close.
Did you say Uruguay earlier?
Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're the same country.
German The word for gaming comes from to gamble. It's zocken or zocken.
Yeah? I like that.
That's right? Cool. Spraken sie zocken?
That's Spraken. Right.
In Nigeria, they throw games.
Because they don't have electricity.
The word is
so they just throw around their Xboxes.
they play horseshoes, but with CDs.
Xbox controllers. With
Xbox games. They try to get a ringer.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Don't worry. One day Kanye is going to get all those people electricity.
In Danish, the word for gaming is similar to... the word sounds similar. It's spille et spill. And I'm probably saying that horribly wrong. Spille et spill.
Okay.
Now, the term that they use for masturbating is spille pick, which means playing cock.
What?
So, spille, I guess, just playing. Playing
what country is this in?
This is in Danish. Huh. What country?
Is it in Uruguay?
The Danes who speak Danish live in...
Daneland.
Daneland. There we go. Denmark. That's it.
Well, no, because the German word for play is Spiel.
Spiel?
Yeah. Kind of sounds like that.
Hmm.
Oh, just made me think of
it. It's good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know. I listen to a lot of Rammstein.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how you got that?
Yeah, there's a song called Spiel mit mir. It means play with me.
That's how Ryan learns all of his foreign language, I guess.
Yeah, Sepultura, Rammstein.
So when someone says, "What's your spiel?" I guess that means, "What's your game?"
Kind of, yeah.
Okay,
good job.
Huh. We're learning on an episode for once. In the UK, and this one goes out to our buddy Kay Center. The term they use for beating a game is finishing a game. Fucking weirdos.
Who does that? Who finishes something?
Stupid. No, you beat it. You beat it into fucking submission. Right? You destroy it and
you
its
stand
family.
Over it. You take it out. You pull your dick out. You put it right in the middle of the disc. Spin it around your fucking cock.
And you beat it.
You beat it.
You beat
that's
that
what we
cock.
Do in America.
I mean game.
Finish a game. It's so polite. Oh, I finished. And then you gently set your controller down. And you go have a nice spot of tea.
All right, Al, guys, I have to take a time out. It's tea time.
Yep. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Don't forget to press that subscribe button.
Right.
Gently.
But fuck that subscribe button.
You don't want to break it.
You don't want to break it. Yeah.
I think I'm starting to turn Australian. Anyway, in Ireland, beating a game, they call it clocking a game. You clock a game.
Like punching it?
I guess the description in the paragraph of that article, maybe a little over descriptive there. They refer to it as because once you finish a game, as they say in the UK, then it just starts over like a clock hits 12.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then keeps
that
going.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
In France, to beat a game France quickly France. Is torching. You torched it.
That's cool.
The French word is torcher.
Ooh, that sounds so sexy when you say it like that.
Uh-huh. What was that French word I used earlier? Joyeux.
it just gets worse.
What
every
that thing
time.
Kids used to do? Where, like they put their fingers up to the mouth and they do that kind of noise. I can't do it. I don't know.
I just
back in my, that's what it sounds like you're doing. Yeah, it just sounds like we're saying Jewy.
In Japan, to beat a game is the word for conquer, which is koryaku. Koryaku.
Yeah.
I'm butchering all of these words.
It sounds just like official.
But to do a full clear in Japan is zenkuri.
Oh, to like 100%?
Yeah.
So platinum.
To platinum it.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
100%, no warps.
That's right. No portal. In Japan, to do completely, I guess that's the same thing as a full clear, is konpu suru.
No.
Konpu, which is, I guess, taken from the first half of complete.
Yeah.
The U.S. word, and then suru, I don't remember what the article said.
Isn't that a command in Linux?
In Dutch, what, konpu?
Suru.
Sudo?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
You don't know? I never used Linux.
Okay.
Yep.
Whatever.
I'm too good for Mac, but not good enough for Linux.
Windows it is.
Right in the middle. In Dutch, they say play out. You don't play games, you play out.
Why?
Or no, this article, this part of the article was about completing a game. So when you complete a game, you play out. And yeah. It's Wheatspelen.
What? Meatspin?
Wheat. Wheatspelen.
Huh. Meatspin.
Meatspin.com.
Meatspin?
Go there. If you haven't been to Meatspin.com,
been to Meatspin.com?
Give yourself a treat.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen Two Friends, One Fish?
Two Friends, One Fish? No.
You're going to hear a great song.
Oh, I don't have the Flash player.
In Norwegian, they refer to it as completing a lap.
It counts
how many times you watch.
Look at that.
Why? Turn that off. Thank you.
Why? Why is there a count in there?
Because after a while, we left it on for like an hour once, and it says you're gay, or like you're officially gay, or something like that.
After it counts, it
was on my stepdad's computer, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I could only imagine him coming up like, what the fuck is this?
Right?
Well, congratulations, Joe. You're officially gay.
Why is there music coming out of the back room?
Oh, he loved it.
Okay. In Norway, they say complete a lap, and it's a runde et spill.
In where? Norway?
Norway. Probably similar to Danish, because they had spill in there, too. In Chile, they say to turn. It's dar vuelta.
Wait, to turn? That's when you finish a game?
Yeah.
You turn the game like a trick, like you turned a trick.
Yep.
Yeah.
I turned that bitch out.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't know if it goes that route, but
finally, the last one on my list here in Polish. God damn it. I'm not.
Get it.
Przezdolim.
That's pretty good.
Przezdolim gle. Gre.
Gle.
It's actually gre. I just threw an extra L in there for no reason. Check the spelling on this. Przezedlem. Space gre. Przezdolim gre.
Gle.
Maybe it's probably persus.
No, spell it again. Prz what?
Przezedlem. Przezdolim.
I found it.
Gre.
Okay.
And it means walk through.
it just means walk through.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which actually makes a shit ton of sense.
I was hoping that the Wiktionary would let me play the pronunciation, but it's not.
Did you try dictionary.com? Oh, that's probably just English.
I don't know. I'll find it while we move on to other things.
Try polishdictionary.com.
Okay, I found it. I didn't find it at all.
He fucking lied. God, I'm still drinking this horrible mango beer.
It's so good.
I keep picking it up and
Well, it's a slang word, so I can't really find a lot of good info on it. Anyways, that was fun.
That was fun.
There's some good words.
Thank you, Kotaku, for that.
No, thank you.
To all our joyos out there, hope you enjoyed that.
Hey, that is our word.
Right, because we're the no fun show.
That's right.
Based out of France.
Français.
Français.
François.
Parlez-vous français, Joyeux? Joyeux? Joyeux?
Some French dude out there steaming right now, just fucking mad.
Just listening and be like,
Joyeux?
I'm going to actually write a comment. Subscribe and write a comment to these guys so they know they're saying it wrong.
Oh, I think all the salt sunk to the bottom.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm here. I hate you.
I need to fucking kill this thing.
Oh, God. No, fuck your face. Get out of here. You would drink that.
No.
That's your burden to bear.
So bad. It's so bad.
No.
I'm like really milking this one because it's so fucking bad.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my eyes. I really fucking hurt, man. All right. Cool. Well, give me something else to talk about then.
That was all I had.
Really?
Really?
Apparently, yeah. Whoop. Didn't mean to click on that.
What is it?
It was a...
More Rule 34?
I have the Libsyn sign-in saved on
I thought it was going to be more Rule 34 porn.
I mean, we could look up some Lara Croft for Rule 34.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait while you do that. While everyone listens to us, look up pornography.
Lara Croft, Rule 34.
Jeez. Oh, he's actually doing it.
It's about what I expected.
Oh, Ready Player One.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man, I wish I had seen that. I wish I had gone to see it on opening night.
Which is weird, because you do that all the time.
I do, but, like, I got home from work, and that was my plan, right? And I get home from work, and my friend Zach's truck is parked out in front of the house, but he's not at the house. So I'm like, hey, where are you at? He's like, oh, we're at Philly's. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll just
come. You love that place.
I'll come join you.
Football.
So I get over there, and I have a couple of beers, and I eat an entire 10-inch pizza by myself, and I feel awful about that.
It's only a 10-inch pizza.
And then my buddy who bartends at my other favorite bar was there, too.
What's your other favorite bar?
Mellow Mushroom.
Oh, okay.
And then he drove us down to Mellow, and then I was making jokes about Trump, and he got really, really fucking upset.
Did he take his ball and go home?
He did.
I've seen this happen. Well, I've heard about this happening once before.
That was with his brother.
You ready to go? Well, Chester's not coming with us.
I'm not giving Chester a ride home. I was like, that's cool. I live like two blocks away. I'll walk. Ironically, I ended up at Philly's that night because it was on the way. But he didn't take his ball and go home at that point. It was when this girl that he tried to hook up with, who turned out to be really, really fucking annoying, showed up like 5 minutes after he got pissed off at me. And I was like, I was about to just go drink somewhere else because it was like, it was real fucking cold.
Oh, okay. So it's one of those moments where you're like,
yeah, just real awkward. And it was like, dude, I'm going to make jokes about our president. There's a lot to joke about. And I'm someone who jokes about things constantly, so I'm sorry.
It's a joke,
but I'm gonna
altogether
do it.
In office, so it's whatever. Yeah.
Washington is a fucking joke. So I was like, I told him straight up, I was like, I'm not going to stop joking. I'm sorry that you get upset, but I'm not going to stop. And it was just kind of real cold, and then that chick showed up, and he was just like, I'm out.
Really? Did he at least take her with him?
When she showed up, like, I was thinking, like, maybe I should just go sit at the bar because we were out on the patio drinking with my roommates and our friend.
Oh, is this the night that you invited me out?
No, this was last night.
Oh, that's even better.
And so we were sitting out on the patio, and she showed up, and I was already thinking maybe I'll just go drink inside because I'm friends with all the bartenders and the GM.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just go inside and hang out. And then she showed up, and I was like, I'm definitely going to go inside and hang out because she's fucking obnoxious. And right after I went inside to just get another drink is what I told them. I didn't tell them I wasn't coming back. I see him just come in and he's just like, bye, everyone. I was like, okay, I don't blame him for that. He made it uncomfortable with he and I. And then she showed up and it got real uncomfortable for everyone.
Well, what an uncomfortable story for everybody.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And I wasn't even there. So I'm reading reviews for Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Apparently, either this person knows Clive Owen or thinks they do. Was Clive Owen in this movie?
I didn't even know he was. Was he?
Who's Clive Owen?
I thought he was a director.
No.
I did too.
No, Clive Owen is actor. He's in Children of Men or whatever. Like,
yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Inside Man.
Inside Man.
Rock and Roller. Wasn't he in that
Children
one?
Children of Men. Last Night.
What is that?
Anyways, this review here. What was that fractured, empty piece of crap I just watched? Why, Clive Owen? Why? You sacrificed everything good and beautiful about your book to... Oh, Clive Owen. Wait a minute. You sacrificed everything good and beautiful about your book to those soulless corporate asshats. Don't call me Clive ever. We are done, you sixer filleting sellout. I don't think Clive Owen wrote that book.
It was written by Ernest Cline.
Yeah.
So apparently those people are just writing to write something to be upset
about.
Like,
wait a minute. Clive Owen? This is so what?
So whoever wrote that is a fucking retard.
Well, they know Clive Owen, though.
Yeah, don't call them.
They don't call. Don't you dare.
No, if they're writing online reviews, Clive Owen's not calling them. I'm sorry. Hate to break it to you, buddy. But if you're online reviewing things, Clive Owens.
Is he even in the movie?
Doesn't have your number.
I don't see him, but Simon Pegg is, and I love Simon Pegg.
Maybe it was just a trolling review.
Maybe they were on the wrong movie.
Maybe.
They could totally show up to the wrong movie.
Maybe.
So you're going to go watch tomorrow.
I am.
I might go if I have time.
I'm down.
Okay.
I think we want to do the IMAX, but I don't know.
I can't do IMAX. I'm too blind. Maybe. But you guys have fun. I'll go to the theater next door, and we'll come out and talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can go to the regular one with you, because I'm cheap.
But you love the you love the IMAX.
Cause I don't. I
you love 3D.
Don't. I like 3D, but I don't like IMAX 3D.
Okay.
Because it screen
it's
curves.
Too much.
The
it's
screen
too much.
Wraps, and it just...
You can't take everything in. You got to look around. You're like, ugh.
Unless really? You're sitting dead fucking center on IMAX 3D.
Well, now they...
If you're sitting off to the side, then half the screen is fucking blurry.
So you know now that you can actually, like, place wherever you're going to sit, right?
You can pre-buy seats?
Yep.
Yeah.
Gay. Well, I'm sorry to all of our homosaxual listeners out there.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do...
But that was gay.
If you're going to spend money, like, especially, like, that type of money to go watch an IMAX movie, you want to sit where you want to sit.
I mean, you can pick your seats and you can pick your friends.
But, and you can pick your nose.
But you can't wipe your friends on the sofa.
But you can't pick your friends' nose seats.
I'm pretty sure Chester's wiped on my sofa before.
Has he?
Yeah.
I've wiped my butt on it for sure.
For real. Pizza night.
Pizza night.
Pizza, and then I was drinking that lime juice and vodka, dude.
He had that whole tent.
Real messy night. Real messy.
Messy.
Yeah. I'm going to shit. We'll go. I did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I would like to apologize to Clive Owen and all of Clive Owen's fans out there for this review on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, he's not on IMDb in this movie.
I still like Clive Owen. I like Rock and Roller.
Main character is Ty Sheridan.
What was
Sheridan?
The one that he ate the carrots all the...
That was it, wasn't
it?
No, I'm sorry. Not Rock and Roller. The other one. The other stupid British movie.
Yeah, what was it?
With the guns.
Shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up. That was the one. That's what I'm thinking. With Paul Giamatti.
Yep, that's
God,
it.
Why am I mixing? I'm mixing up all these British movies.
But I agree. That is one. It's a hilarious movie.
A friend of mine who's really into poker tried to make me watch some movie with Clive Owen about poker.
Okay.
And I fucking hated it.
What movie?
And I was just like, done with Clive Owen forever.
Really? I'm over him.
I don't know what movie. I'll try to figure it out.
Clive Owen poker movie.
Right? Clive Owen poker movie. Oh, look at that.
Croupier? Croupier?
It's French.
Oh, it's Croupier.
Croupier. No, you don't pronounce the P.
It's Croupier. Just the cover of this movie looks terrible. It looks like the cover art from Darkman.
It does look like a cover from Darkman. It really does. Like, now that I look at it, I'm like, that's totally Darkman.
Oh, but it had Alex Klingston in it.
Oh,
still
good.
Terrible.
She's big on Doctor Who.
Is it still a terrible movie?
All right.
Yeah, still a terrible movie.
All right.
I was just bored as fuck.
Ready Player One's gonna happen. The reviews so far are pretty good. Hovering around 80%, which is good.
Yeah.
It is Spielberg, so...
Are you talking about Cruel? Because that's got 98%
on
Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I'm talking about...
Maybe I'm the one that sucks.
Yeah, dude, I'm talking about fucking Ready Player One.
Okay.
I don't know, if it's anything like the book, at least if it adheres slightly to the book,
I've lost some faith in Steven Spielberg, I'll be honest with you.
AI kind of sucked.
After Indiana Jones 4...
And now 5, right?
And 5 is coming out. They're starting filming next year on 5.
Okay.
Harrison Ford is 77 right now.
Tight.
It's slated for a 2020 release when he'll be 80.
Indiana Jones in the retirement home of doom?
Yeah. I was going to say Indiana Jones and the walker of...
the walker of 1,000 fates.
Right? Something
so dumb.
I don't know. You know what? Everyone hates on Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I just hate the swinging with the monkeys part.
I hate on a lot of parts. The nuking of the fridge.
I loved it.
Was stupid as shit. Loved it. It was, the swinging with the monkeys.
So dumb.
I have suspension of disbelief.
The high-speed chase through the jungle, the freeway size.
That whole entire part with the monkeys and the swinging and the, like, you're in a jungle, and why is there a highway running through the, like.
These two Jeeps are speeding side by side as people stand on the back and sword fight.
Like, where did you find this much clear space in a jungle?
This is the 60s. They have guns. No, it was the 70s, because their kid was like.
I thought it was the 60s.
How old was the kid supposed to be?
Because Indiana Jones happened during World War II, so it was right after that.
Which was, okay, in the 40s, you're right.
Yeah.
So 60s.
So yeah,
the kid would have been probably about 18, like late 60s.
50s, early 60s.
But still, even at that, they still have guns.
Yeah.
So why are they sword fighting?
Just take out that whole scene and like get to the end of it. Like start it, and they have a chase for like 10 seconds, and then it's gone.
It's still terrible.
Topher Grace, do a re-edit
right?
of Indiana Jones 4, please.
Well, he did Star Wars. You hear about that?
He did a re-edit of Phantom Menace.
Yeah, he re-edited Star Wars. Apparently, it was pretty good. It was never released. He like played it for his friends or something.
He just did it as a film project and then showed it to his friends, and it was talked about on the internet. Apparently,
super dope.
Apparently.
Tight like a butthole. Yeah,
tighter than a nun's cunt. I've been saying that all fucking day.
I've heard you say it. It's your wheelhouse.
It is in my wheelhouse. All right. Well, let's go watch Ready Player One right now.
Let's go do it.
Let's go. Let's get out of here. We're not going to.
All right.
I have things to do tomorrow that don't involve me staying.
Plug some things real quick.
Oh yeah, it's your intro. You plug us,
Lorenzo.
Really?
Hey, check out nofunshow.com. Facebook.com, the nofunshow.
Twitter.
Think on Insta thing, and you can see it.
Yo, tweet at me, homes.
I think we slide in them DMs.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, thanks, Cheech. Thanks for coming by.
For episode 26, I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Lorenzo.
Hola.